Saskatoon. With the city of Saskatoon experiencing severe weather conditions resulting in more than 25 centimeters of snow accumulation and impassable local streets in residential neighborhoods, the roadways team has activated the Emergency Response Plan, ERP. Additionally, the city's Emergency Operations Center has been activated and is currently collaborating with critical infrastructure partners throughout the city. Residents are strongly encouraged to stay home if possible, to avoid getting stuck in the deep snow and to leave space for city and contractor crews to do their work. The current focus now and as snow continues to fall is on keeping Circle Drive and all highest priority streets open to maintain access to all emergency facilities. Additional contractor resources have been engaged from our emergency response list to support our ongoing efforts. Once snowfall stops, all priority streets will be graded within the next 4 days, 96 hours. For a detailed timeline, please review the Emergency Response Plan infographic. Once the priority streets are done, crews will move to grading all local streets in residential areas within the subsequent 3 days, within 7 days after snowfall stops. Following this, all local streets in industrial areas will be graded within the following 3 days, within 10 days after snowfall stops. The need for the last phase of the plan, which involves citywide snow removal, will be assessed in the coming days considering factors such as weather conditions and the proximity to the end of the winter season. After the snow stops falling, a regularly updated map of which priority streets have been completed is available at saskatoon.ca/priority-streets-map. The purpose of the ERP is to guide the roadways team through a phased approach during major snowstorms, maintaining public safety and restoring mobility on Saskatoon streets and sidewalks. The plan outlines specific criteria for activation, including snow accumulation exceeding 25 centimeters and/or a combination of snow, freezing rain, and wind severely impacting mobility to the extent that light vehicles cannot travel on city streets. Residents and stakeholders are encouraged to stay informed about snow grading efforts by visiting saskatoon.ca/snow and following the city's social media channels. Stay in the know by checking the latest snow and ice report posted to saskatoon.ca/snowreport. Transit service is being maintained as roadways are cleared and are accessible to operators. Detours and delays are expected. Outlying neighborhoods, with particularly more snow accumulation, have limited operator access. Access Transit operates as emergency services only, provided buses can access the area. For updates, check the real-time mobile app, Transit, or visit saskatoontransit.ca/service-alerts. Call 306-975-3555 with any questions or concerns. All leisure centers, Cosmo, Lakewood and Lawson Civic Centers, Saskatoon Fieldhouse and Shaw Center, are closed as of this afternoon for staff and customer safety. The Saskatoon Forestry Farm Park and Zoo is also closed due to limitations to access the main gate. The city landfill is open but snowy conditions exist. Saskatoon Public Library locations are also closed to the public this afternoon for regular business. Visit saskatoon.ca/service-alerts for the latest impacts to city facilities and services.